This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 20% off with code MMA20. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 708.
708!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. That was take two, everybody. We just fucked that up. I fucked it up fast.
I'm so slap happy right now. I couldn't remember what I'm supposed to say, and I've done it like 1,000 times.
You're delirious. Because we've been like chit-chatting for a while.
We have. I think what happens, the day work I do sometimes, I think I just short circuit at some point, and then I can't think anymore. I'm hoping that's not.
Yeah, you have to use a lot of brain power.
I'm hoping we're not at that point.
You can't just phone it in. You have to fucking be actively engaged.
Yes. A lot of brain power. But hey.
Oh.
Welcome back.
Yes.
It's finally spring.
It's spring has sprung, as they say.
That's right.
We had a beautiful day. We've both been outside doing stuff.
Hells yeah.
We had the NFL draft, Chicago Bears. What was your thought? What's your impression on the draft for us?
Good question. I don't know.
Exactly. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's good. I thought we needed a running back and some fucking like defensive line, like on the edge. I thought those were our two biggest needs. Apparently we need a tight end and a receiver right off the bat.
We do. Offensive firepower.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, listen to people that are really into like the Bears and football. Are like, it was a good draft for us. We made some good picks, apparently. And then there's another rumor floating around that we may go after Nick Chubb as a running back. He's season two after, I think he had an ACL injury, had some sort of injury, but it just showed him squatting like God knows how many pounds, and he's fucking hurdling over hurdles, but he's doing like box jumps over hurdles. So he looks like he's in great shape, and we could probably get him up on the cheap.
Yeah, 23 is when he got hurt. Looks like 24.
Yeah, he didn't have a great 24, but they said usually whatever injury he has, usually in year two, they rebound pretty well from. So.
Yeah,
I'd take it. Fine. I mean, we did draft a running back. Fortunately, it was in round 7. And we missed out on all the fucking legit ones that people were saying, these are generational talents. Cool. Why would you want one of them?
He's an older back. He's like 29. He's had like 5 years of 1,000-plus yards. One season, in 22, he had 1,500 yards. That would be something if he's healthy.
Yeah. I mean, you put him on a 1 year, $5 million. I don't know. Give him a shot. It's only going to help.
Right.
Not that expensive. And, you know, we'll see what happens. They got so much talent right now. It's just trying to put it all together. Get some fucking wins.
We just need some W's.
Seriously. And I still question, was that win at the end of the year worth it over the Green Bay Packers? Because I think that dropped them from 6 in the draft to 10 overall.
I think we should have lost that game. But what do I know? I mean, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But who knows? If you're at 6, do you take that Genty running back that the Raiders took?
Maybe.
And there was a lot of chaos, too, of like, are the Bears going to trade up? We didn't fucking trade up at all. We traded back.
We did
multiple times.
I mean, because if you're going to be last, you're gonna be last.
That's right.
Might as well make it be last.
That's right. Because if you ain't last, you're last.
Nobody puts baby in the corner. She puts herself in the corner.
That's right. That whore.
Whoa. That's aggressive.
A little bit. Changing
Switching
gears.
gears. Speaking of wars, let me see. To have a segue that goes into
Sure.
over the weekend, Eddie Hall,
Yes.
Mariusz Pudzianowski.
Oof. 600, over 600 pounds of man meat.
Yeah, I'm gonna share the video.
Slapping
Might
around.
as well
Hell
start with
yeah.
this because this was the exciting thing that happened.
Go ahead. No sound though.
No sound?
No sound.
Okay,
Because I'm
no sound.
gonna, I think I have to blur it a little bit.
Okay, here we go. I got sound on my end. The beast. Man, these two are massive.
Seriously. And I was surprised by this outcome because I thought experience would win, but
Me
I like how
too.
he shucks him right there. Like a fucking bad habit. And then he's just lunchboxing him. And this is very reminiscent to me and go of Brock Lesnar versus Randy Couture. How he
Yeah.
ham hocked him with the fucking lunchboxes at the end there.
Just
It's just so
beating him
much
into a living
power.
death.
Yes, it's
Yeah, he's
just
massive. And he kept his cardio going for a while.
the
Like,
30 seconds that he beat him
he was
in.
running low on gas. It was fumes at that point.
Yeah, but hell. What, why not? Why
Can you
not? That's
imagine?
fun.
That would hurt even if you're covering yourself up.
Yeah,
Gas is so
because
big.
I think I said that too, that he broke the punch record that Francis Ngannou had. And
Really?
he wasn't even, he didn't even know how to throw, he didn't have proper technique throwing a power punch. He
Yeah.
was just like, hey, hit this. And he had been training with the fuck's that kid? Tom Aspinall.
Yeah.
So he'd been doing a lot of training with him too. So that's
Nice.
interesting to see. And also begs the question, which I was going to ask later, but I'll ask it now. Like, why can't we have a fucking super heavyweight division in the UFC? You telling me that guy's not fucking entertaining? I've seen that guy do a 2-on-1 fight with like
Yeah.
125 pounders.
Yeah, I don't know why they have any weight limit. I think after
Seriously.
it's 205, and after that, it's whatever.
Exactly. Well, no limits on that.
Just let them be, let them go.
And even if we had to change it so it's 265 and up or 260 and up, 250 and up, whatever the fuck you want to make that, I would even go 3 3-minute rounds just to give them a little more juice because I can see the bigger guys getting winded. But why are we making those big motherfuckers cut? Because if you think back in the day, like Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin,
Frank
fuck yeah.
Mir, after he had all
Like
the,
all those guys were cutting to get to the 265.
yeah,
It was just bullshit. Like you shouldn't have to cut weight at heavyweight. You should be able to, and I'm sure Overeem had to when he was all gacked out. All those fucking guys. Like holy shit. And now we don't really have those specimens anymore. It's fucking drug testing. So maybe they have to have that in the other league, but anyway, I enjoyed it. I like seeing that shit. And then, did you see Sean Strickland was doing some sparring with a YouTuber?
Oh, no. Didn't see that. How'd it go for him?
Well, Sean only knows one speed, and it's called murder. So we can share a little sound on this. He's throwing fucking elbows.
Jeez.
And knees. Normally, you don't throw elbows and knees when you're sparring. But,
Jeez.
yeah. Fuck, man. How hard do you go? Like,
Apparently hard, really hard. It doesn't matter.
Sean Alvey was talking about that. He had some comments about sparring with Sean Strickland. He said, yeah, Sean, he's exactly the same in person as he is online. I love him to death, but he is the hardest spar I've ever worked with, which is gold for me. He's the one that broke my jaw forever ago, and I got him back. I broke his knee not long after, but he's the one that wired me shut. He is a hard spar. He goes in there with the intent to prove he's better than you, and it helped me get to where I am today. So good on. Maybe a guy that's a professional, but maybe over the line when you're just training, like sparring some YouTuber, maybe
Well, I think he was trying to prove a point, maybe.
throwing elbows like Jesus
Yeah.
Christ, man, elbows and
You
knees. Like, I'm just recreational.
know. At least there was no spinning shit, you know?
Yeah, He's, you know, he's a conscious spar. What else is going on out there?
Can we do a little sponsor action?
That's a good point. Go ahead.
Did you know that one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, it's the most common form of cancer among men ages 15 to 35. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, which is why we wanted to take a second to talk about men's health issues that are important to us. With men's health and hygiene in mind, Manscaped has partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society, an amazing registered 501c3 nonprofit organization.
C3PO?
Yes. Manscaped is putting action behind their words and donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society to help save lives and promote routine self-checks. Manscaped just dropped a special edition bundle that helps support an amazing cause. The TCS Ball Hero bundle includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, TCS Special Edition, and Special Edition TCS Boxers 2.0. Join the over 12 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and use code MMANUTS20 for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Nice. Ball Hero, I was thinking, is that like Guitar Hero? Rock Band?
Bing.
Seriously.
It's like that. Was it Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where he's eating the is that, that might be the movie where he thought he's eating some sort of nuts, or he was eating like bull nuts or something.
Oh, here we go.
What do you call it? Oysters. Yes. Mountain oysters. He's like,
I think I had those.
And then at the end, they're like, those are not oysters. Did you know that? And he ate like 80 of them or something because he was trying to break an oyster record.
See? Well, that would be in DeKalb. They used to have a turkey testicle festival. So they would deep fry testicles and you would eat them. And they were fucking delicious when you're, you know, having some beverages out there.
I'm sure they probably use Manscaped razors to shave those turkeys.
Probably. It's very good for them. And here's the best part of while we're talking about Manscaped and their products. By ordering the Manscaped TCS Ball Hero Bundle, you're helping raise awareness for testicular cancer. Every purchase helps spread the love and the life-saving message. I added the love. But hurry, there's a limited supply, so these special edition products won't last long. Get your bundle while supplies last, and let's help raise awareness for testicular cancer together. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn more about how to check yourself or wreck yourself or make a donation to at TCS Society today to save lives and balls.
Jeez. This episode is sponsored by Drift Air Freshener. Drift exists to give everyone a sense of place through the transportive magic of scent. They are on a journey to rethink car fresheners, free from questionable ingredients, and to enhance your world one scent at a time. You only use the good stuff, natural, essential, and fragrant oils, and more sustainable materials to bring you your best-looking, best-smelling air freshener yet. Looks good, smells good, all good.
That's right, and they just came out with the best-looking air freshener right there. It's a new scent. It's Yacht Club. What's it like? Yacht rock blasting with nothing but blue skies ahead. It's a perfect day to set sail. Fresh wave of watery citrus opens the scent as a cotton sail accord is picked up in the breeze, complemented with a burst of marina mist right in your face. Crisp driftwood brings the scent back to shore. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. That's 20% off with code 20MMA at drift.co/20MMA. And right back to the show.
Crazy.
I always forget about the ads. Thank you for always mentioning that.
No worries.
Keep me in line.
We got it. We got it. Teamwork makes the dream work.
Something like that.
Hey, how about a triple retirement?
Okay.
An event.
Who's retiring?
Well, Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway.
Ooh.
Doing a little retirement fight action. UFC 318 on July 19th in New Orleans. You know, obviously, Poirier's from Louisiana. The BMF belt is on the line. And I think he's going to retire after. So.
Oh, he 100% is. You're saying is Max going to retire too?
I believe it's a triple threat.
And then retire the BMF title?
Yeah. Retire all of it. They're going to fight for it and then retire all of it.
I like the fight. It's going to be a gangbuster of a fight. And Poye was proposing this for BMF titles. I don't know how I feel about it, but I'll throw it out there and see what you think. So he was saying every time there's a BMF title fight, they should do a 10-minute first round, and then the fight is judged as a whole. So what do you think about that?
10-minute first round, and the fight is judged as a whole. What does that mean?
I don't know. Are these 3 or 5 round fights? I forget for the BMF.
I thought they were 3.
That would be better. Let's just call it 3 rounds. So then you do
what do you mean
10,
it's judged as a whole? What does that mean?
So you're not judging it by round. You're judging the fight as a whole. So you can actually like look at how much damage was received.
Oh, interesting.
You know,
so you just
go,
give
oh man,
score.
That guy did way more damage and was way more effective. But if you scored it round by round, he may have lost the fight.
Oh.
But if you look at the entirety of it, you're like, holy shit, he did this, this, and this. I can't even fucking see now.
Because in round 3, he took some massive amounts of damage.
Right, but he lost the first 2.
Yeah.
But on the scorecards, the other guy won. So, I mean, I kind of like that, right? Like, I'm not opposed to judging the score on its as a whole, but you have retarded judges. So
dude,
how do you get around with
that? They're not going to remember the whole thing.
No. Like, I already forgot what happened. They can't even determine who's in the blue corner, who's in the red corner. I don't know who's in what.
What's a corner?
Exactly. But again, 10-minute rounds, maybe for the lighter weight classes, but I'm not a fan of longer because I just think your cardio goes. And if you ever watched like the first fucking UFCs, there was no time limit and you had some fucking boring ass fights because it's too much. You need time for guys to recover. It's not a fucking street fight where anything goes and there's no time limits. So I think you need to have some restraint on that. I don't know why he wants 10-minute first round. What do you think you're going to accomplish in 10 that you can't do in 5?
Well, the
thought
is
the personality.
You have more finality sooner because it's a continuous round.
Yeah.
And people would run and get tired. And I don't know, like
I guess
more time to work.
Yeah, if you had the cardio, make it as many minutes. Like if you're a Marab, let's have a 30-minute first round. And I'll just I will drown you.
Hmm.
Because you have no recovery. I think that's what it would favor. It would favor the cardio guys. Yeah.
Right.
But again, that doesn't make for the most exciting fight. I want more action.
Exciting is 10 2-minute rounds.
Right. 3 minutes probably fine, but I even go 2 minutes. I don't give a fuck. That just means you're going to be more striking and less.
They're not going to grapple much.
No. Yeah. It's fine.
Maybe it's 2, then 3, then 4, then 5. Ooh.
Whatever. It's normal. I saw this interesting stat from ESPN. I'll post this up here. We're talking about John Jones. Says John Jones officially has the second longest undisputed heavyweight title reign in UFC history at 785 days, behind only Cain Velasquez, prisoner, reign of 896 days from 2012 to 2015. Jones is one step closer to having the longest title reign in 2 different weight classes.
Wow.
So did you even know that? I had
no
idea.
I had no clue. Cain Velasquez of all people. Jeez.
Well, again, John hasn't fought in fucking forever. So I guess you get the belt and hold it and don't fight. You can probably hold that reign. But again, it was always the champs usually only defended it for 2 fights and then lost it at heavyweight. And then I believe Stipe was the first guy to do 3 and then lose it. It's so hard at heavyweight because there's so much power and you usually get knocked the fuck out is what happens.
Yeah.
And really a lack of talent at heavyweight, unfortunately. It used to be one of the funnest divisions, and now it's just meh.
Agreed.
Go ahead.
Some bad news about heavyweights. I don't know if you heard about this Francis Ngannou motorcycle accident that happened.
I heard rumors. I don't know if everything's been confirmed, but
I'm looking at there's a Cameroon news website that talked about it, and apparently he was riding his motorcycle and he struck a young girl. Girl went to the hospital, she didn't make it, and he has no statement at this point. So sad situation. Hopefully not. But the tone of it was like famous people in Cameroon get away with shit. So
Jesus.
that's the tone of the article.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a rough couple of years here, so
Yeah.
it's probably not great for his psyche either, with
No.
what happened in the past. Like, it's there's a lot of death around him. So, and I don't even know where he was gonna fight next, right? Was he gonna come back? And I feel like he was gonna do boxing again.
Maybe.
You know, that make the money.
I
It's
think that makes the
just
most sense, yeah.
it's just too much money to leave on the table to come back to
Yeah.
fucking PFL. So I saw Yuri was training or talking about training. So I'm gonna play what he had to say, and then I want to get your take on what he's saying here. So.
Okay. Guys, it's not about like you train here, you train in the gym, you train wherever. I like to be alone, to challenge myself, to know where to find the limits and how to put it in the balance. If you don't know how to train alone,
Balance.
you will be just led by somebody in the gym, by the coach, by your parents, by whoever. You have to be your own leader in your life. You have to be honest to yourself, every time honest. What is my limit right now? Where is my fear right now? What I have to do or what I have to understand is just have to be you. Pure yourself.
Many people are afraid.
That's kind of the gist of it. So, what do you think about that? Just.
I think he's, I mean, it's accurate, right? If you're always responding to someone else, then you're not really free and you don't really have a sense of where you are. I think he's trying to help people figure out who they are, and that makes a lot of sense. But you have to be, if you're going to be that honest, maybe you're not that hard of a worker, and that's a hard thing to be honest about, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't work that hard in the gym, or maybe you quit a lot, or you know.
Yeah, that's where I think maybe some of the time it's on your own and do shit, but I think you also need to be in a gym and you need to be around other people that are gonna push you, because you need sparring partners that are gonna push you to places you can't get to on your own.
Right.
I
I
think
agree.
what was it, Rogan saying, steel sharpens steel? Like, you gotta fucking go against the best, because you if you can't be pushed, like, how are you going to push yourself on your own in a sparring situation?
Yeah, I see his point and there's value in it, but I think you're right. In a competitive environment, I think your competitiveness takes over and overrides like your fears a lot of times because you're at the edge of you want to win. Right. So that can push you to places that, you know, or you don't want to die. That's another one. I don't want to die. I
Like,
don't
I
want
gotta be
to
ready for this training
die
session, or I'm gonna get fucked up.
today.
Like, that's
Yeah.
how we used to train. I'm fucking tired today. I'm like, this is gonna suck because we're going against a bunch of fucking killers tonight, and I gotta have my A game. I got like a
Right.
D plus right now, and this sucks.
My favorite was still because we trained at the Krav Maga place for a while, where we had basically a military drill instructor
Fuck yeah.
for like a year and a half. And then we went to like Comprito's gym, which Krav Maga was just part of like the gym, you know? And we would come in there and the people were like afraid because we would go so fucking hard.
So hard.
But the coach was like loving it. He's like, oh my God. It's like, you guys.
Yeah, because we got like extra attention then. Because then
Yeah.
he would come over, and then like when we would spar, like the fucking gym would almost shut down, and then everybody would be like fucking watching. Because like I don't know how to go like not easy. We were trained to go so fucking hard. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I'm not trying to hurt you. Like, I'm just trying,
Yeah.
I want to train fucking super hard.
Yeah.
So it was fun though.
But that
I
wouldn't
wish we
happen
could do
if there
that.
weren't other people, I guess back to
Right.
the
I
point,
mean,
right?
because that also made you had to raise your level every time. Otherwise, you're gonna get fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to get fucked up. Like, I wanna like fucking maintain, you know? So yeah, good times. I miss all that shit. Can we just go back? Can I
No way.
go back like
I'd be
20
hurt
years?
within a week. I'd be hurt.
I know.
Guaranteed.
But it's like if you could go back with the knowledge you have now into your body, like, I don't want to go back to my 35-year-old, 36-year-old body. Give me like my 25-year-old body with the knowledge. It's insane. Because then you think it goes back to Vitor Belfort, right? he gets on a juice, he has all that knowledge and skill, and he's just fucking murdering people, murking them, even though he was, you know, probably mid-30s at that time.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. So what else is happening?
Let me see. I got a couple things, but not too much more. This might be near the end for me. Hang on. So I have this event that happened over the weekend. Yes. This is the John Wick Invitational. So
shit.
Here they are. They're doing little grappling in
freaking... What are the rules here? Or...
Yeah, it's a grappling match. It's sponsored by XSuit. Let me try to.
Oh. They used to be a sponsor.
Here they are. So these are like legit grappling dudes, and everyone's like dressed up, looking snazzy.
Yeah.
And everything's like, okay, what are they gonna do? And then they fucking have a jiu-jitsu tournament. Like right now, it's coming. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I have this suit, and they're super stretchy.
Yeah, I think their point is like you can literally use our suits to grapple with.
No joke.
And I can't find the fight now because this is like forever long. One of them, somebody submits somebody. Let me see if we can get. There's guns as well. They put a gun in the cage.
Yeah, I saw that somewhere where someone pulled a gun and shot the guy. Not literally, but just figuratively. Right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Dead.
Really weird.
That's a great idea from.
Just for X-Suit. Fun?
X-Suit. Yes. A great way to advertise your products.
Yes.
Let's see. I have an interesting technique. I want to get your feedback on this. So, one, is this legal? Two, is this effective? Maybe we could share some sound. I'll try a little bit of sound. So,
up to the face?
Yeah, fuck in your face. He's doing it multiple times. I fuck your face.
I would say not.
And then he's trying to fucking check his oil. I saw that guy on the bottom is trying to check his.
I would say not legal and not cool.
It's just not right. And this is ladies. I mean, because don't some of the guys wear like the fucking tie cups, the steel cup, and you're trying to knock a guy out with the keck. Doesn't seem right.
No. I say no go. No go, no bueno, not cool. Fuck that.
All right, I'm with you. It's X suit.
That's right.
Let's see. I'll do one other quick mention. So Ty Tuivasa said, this kind of ties into a super heavyweight we were talking about. Said he weighs 308 pounds right now.
Whoa. That's looking massive.
Looking for a UFC return early next year. I think he was even talking along the lines of how the heavyweight division and, you know, most of the UFC divisions are kind of thin on talent right now. So I don't know why he's going to wait so long to come back, but shit, that's a lot of poundage. He's got to cut like what, 40 plus pounds to get to the 265 limit. I mean, he's got the time because, you know, we're talking, what, 5, 6, 7 months. Will he do okay on his comeback? That's the question.
Because
he was on a losing streak for a while. I have to probably pull him up and see.
I mean, that's quite a massive amount of weight to cut. I mean, I think he could be, but... it's shocking to me to think about a guy having to cut down to 265 pounds. Like,
I know it doesn't make sense.
It's just kind of like, what? Okay, sure.
He's on a 5-fight losing streak right now.
Oh, geez.
Over like since 2022.
Yeah.
So he had 2 fights in 2022, 1 in 2023, and then 2 in 2024. And two KO, TKOs, 2 sub losses, and a split decision loss in the last one. So, you know, I don't know. I get taking some time off. Can we get an age on him?
I think he's almost 40, I think.
He's got to be. But again, the heavyweights can go later and longer. He's only 32. Holy shit. Yeah. Wow. So he's got another 5 years in him, but he's got to start winning again. He was doing well for a while, and then he just fucking
fell
went
off a cliff.
off.
Yep.
Because he beat KO Stefan Struve, beat some other one, beat Greg Hardy, beat someone else, Derek Lewis, and then Cyril Gane loss, Sergey Pavlovich loss, Volkov loss, Tabura loss, Rozenstruik split decision loss. So I don't know. Just make this fucking super heavyweight. Let's do some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have some big fuckers. Let's not even drug test those guys. Just run hot. Hot. What else is happening?
I think the last thing I got to talk about is Dragos Du Plessis. There was a rumor going around that he was hurt. He's just put out a tweet and said, you know, something about a shin break and injuries, etc. He said it's all very entertaining. Unfortunately, none of it's true. The UFC and I already discussed a fight date and opponent. The June fight was never signed. I didn't pull out of any fight. I am the champion. I know when I fight you as a contender, just show up when we tell you to. Fight announcement coming soon. Stay tuned.
So. Yeah, I forgot who put that out. Like someone, I think someone who wanted to take his spot for that fight put out the rumor that he was injured and said, hey, I'll take the fight.
Yeah, was it Shemaya maybe?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's weird. I got a handful of things. So I got like,
I got a couple KOs.
All right, let me run a handful and then we'll hit some KOs. So Israel Adesanya is training with David Goggins right now.
Whoa, he's the next victim. There he is.
Hang on.
Okay.
I will.
His cardio is going to suck.
Well, I'm just kind of questioning this because the last person that did this was Tony Ferguson.
Fucked him
and
up.
It didn't work out well for him. And this is the same thing. This looks like a Tony Ferguson video. They're just on like, and then he's thrown up. Same exact shit. So what exactly are you going to get from beating the fuck out of your body when you're very late in your career?
Well, the thing they don't understand is like, that guy is, of course, like fucking nuts mentally and able to do shit with his body. But I think he also has a predisposition for an insane amount of pain tolerance and cardio ability. Like he has rewired his body or is naturally, there's no way you're going to keep up with that fucking guy. He's insane. I read his book. He's certifiably nuts. He was in the SEALs and broke his legs twice or some shit and didn't quit. They had to make him quit. They're like, you can't go on. He's like, I'm not done. And he didn't give a shit. Who the fuck does that? And that's the guy. Well, that's the guy you're going to do like cardio competition with. No way.
Well, your body has limitations. And I will say, it goes back to, we were talking about the Krav Maga. You can push yourself to a limit. Like you can go beyond certain limits if your body is young enough to be able to handle that. Because I think you put limits on yourself, but you can push beyond them when you're a certain age. But when you're near the end of your career, I don't think you can fucking do this shit anymore.
No.
Because you're risking injury and you're overtraining yourself. You don't need to train to the, you shouldn't be throwing up when you're fucking training, however old Adesanya is.
No, 38, I think.
Yeah. Your end of your career. You should not be anywhere near David Goggins. Goggins does not have a successful track record. You'd be better served playing touch butt in the park right now with whoever a movement coach or whoever Connor was training with. Like, do that weird shit, not this weird shit. This is going to get you injured 100%. He's pulling out of whatever fight. And I think Adesanya wants to fight Sean Strickland next because he wants to get that fight back because he lost.
That makes sense.
I got some new sports. I'm going to pull up two. I think we can get a little bit of sound. Let me see if there's music. We definitely need sound on this. This almost looks like a sport that I think Nick Diaz would be a fucking champion in. So, what are your thoughts on this? Oh. Nunchuck, coconut, and it must be like a speed thing to see like How many coconuts can you crack on people's heads in a certain amount of time? I like the sound of that nunchuck to the fucking coconut. But you know these guys are getting fucking brain damage each time that coconut cracks. Oh my god.
Yeah, I don't get it. They're not really wearing helmets.
No, I think they have some kind of thing, but I think it's more just to hold the coconut and yeah, not protect their head.
Not really.
Because then he gets tired here. He already dropped the nunchucks. Oh, that guy got skull fucked. So that's one.
God damn. Ouchies.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. And then this new sport, they're going to do something called sperm racing, which apparently has raised, looks like $1 million to put on the race. This is from Colin Rugg on Twitter. He said the competitors are Asher from UCLA and Tristan from USC. Their sample will be loaded into a microfluidic chip. It says once the race starts, the sample will race down a 20-centimeter racetrack in front of 4,000 fans. I don't think that's going to happen. The race is expected to take at least 40 minutes. I don't think a bunch of people are watching a bunch of jizz move 20 centimeters in fucking 40 minutes.
I think they are. They're gonna blow it up and put it on the screen.
Probably. Oh my god! Call it like a horse race. Or can we give an ox share? 25. And it's not just about racing sperm and blah, blah, blah. It's about making male fertility something people actually want to talk about. Track and improve. We're taking a topic no one wants to touch and making it interesting, measurable, because health is the race and everyone deserves a shot at the starting line. Sperm mobility. How fast your sperm moves turns out to be a massive factor in fertility. Why don't we make them make the sperm fight each other then? It's a fucking death match. You have a fucking egg at the end.
Do they do that like naturally?
Yeah, they do.
They fight.
They do, because there's always that thing about women that cheat. Like, I think there's, I forgot what the stat is, something about the sperm. They usually get killed off or something like that. I don't know. Sure. But I feel like you need a sperm.
The women get killed off?
The women get killed off. They cheat. Whoa. And when they come back to their partner, the male sperm kills them because they know what's up, because they just hang out.
Oh my God.
Like, bitch, you're dead. Something like that. Tweet a week. Move right along.
Oh my god, we've gone off the rails.
Just wait. It always gets better. Hey man, never stop dreaming. Freddy Krueger.
That's pretty good.
See, that kind of ties into the beginning of the show, because you know, we're on Elm Street, we had a fucking glove and everything. Yes. It's kind of weird how things work out like that. Let's do some KOs. What do you got?
Okay, got a couple. I got this one. Can't do sound. The 1-2 and 1-2.
Oh shit! These slow motion falls are not good.
Oh, is it not gonna play?
Oh fuck!
I guess not. There's that one, and then here's this one.
Whoa! Oh man, the amount of sweat that came off of him.
Yeah, I just want to see one more time. Here it goes.
Mm-hmm. That looks like a movie. I love that shot when the sweat pours. It looked like the body shot got him. Like he was kind of rocked, and then the body shot.
And then the liver.
Oof. Okay, so I got two. Let's see. I'll try sound. I may turn it off. We'll see. I don't know if there's volume. This is another one of those slow-mo ones. Out. gone.
Damn.
Fuck. And then this head kick. I have to have sound on this because you got to listen to the thud when this guy hits the fucking canvas.
Mark down in this fight. Third round, anything can happen with heavyweights.
You can see Mark.
Oh!
He just got switched.
Third round, anything can happen with heavyweights.
You can see Mark.
And he ate the whole shin.
Oh my God. So brutal.
Good Lord. Those extra shots were not necessary.
Yeah, I think they're super necessary.
You got two extra shots in.
Yeah. I have a Ask the Nuts.
Okay.
This lady fought over the weekend. So how does Pollyanna Viana make weight with that? That's the question.
Extra short.
Yes. Good answer. Safe answer. I'll accept that answer.
She's 3 inches shorter than everyone else.
Yes. She's like a ring car girl, but with skills.
Yeah.
Right into knowledge. What do you got?
Well, I told you my knowledge got eaten by the Reddit gods. I had this post that I saw. I should have somehow saved the video, but it was a guy in a car with another guy. And he's like, I got to piss. And he gets off. No,
that kind of video.
He gets out and they park by a transformer and he walks around and you see him like what looks what to be like unzipping his pants. And then all of a sudden there's like a Frank. And then he goes,
Frank.
Yeah, so I got deleted. I think it's because maybe depicting death. I'm not sure.
100% you did.
The video was really funny. Rail. I'm going to hell for laughing at it, and I'm so mad I don't have it to show you. So sorry.
These things happen. We were talking to this pre-show. Like a lot of things I save get deleted. It was very cool, and then you go, I don't remember what the fuck it was. At least you remember what it was. You could tell the story.
That's right. You should invent this chip for that. When you die, it deletes your browse history.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'll just stop because there's things. Things will be said.
We don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. Darkness.
Yeah, it is darkness. It's like my only friend. Let's see. Here's, I'll close with this. Here's what some of the fans of the UFC look like. And there's a couple that are interesting, and I'll just play it and make sure we have no sound going here. This is the last UFC event. So well, you kind of see what's going on. It's like you have a bunch of freaks. You got this guy in the middle. And you have a very juggy woman. I don't know what this guy. This
looks
guy's
like a
trying
mutant superhero team or some weird thing.
Seriously, it's the Revengers. This guy's jacking people off. This guy's thinking about jacking people off. This guy's like, I'll take whatever I can get. And you know, this chick is this chick. Ooh.
Yeah.
Anyways, better get out of this show before it goes any more off the rails.
Ugh. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing. Hit my hat on the way out.